What's up, everybody? You are now tuned in to the Grown As Fuck podcast. Let's go.
Are we rolling?
No.
It's
an old typing exercise.
No, I've never heard of that neither.
Okay.
With age comes wisdom.
Just because you could count above 10 is. Okay, so you good?
Yeah, all right.
Welcome to Grown As Fuck. I'm your host, Vaughn DiCarlo. We have a very funny comedian and a good friend of mine here today, Amina Imani. Why are you cheesing out? You know what? Get out. You will start with the big
smile. Why can't be excited?
First of all, let me pull back. That was great. I love your smile. Let me be honest. I've known you for years, and every time I see you, you are a smiling.
Okay.
I just didn't expect it to be that big of a cheek. I turned
and
around.
And I am that close to you. I'm like.
Well, I intended on having a very small couch and setting because I want people to feel close and comfortable. Does it make you uncomfortable these close?
No.
I mean, I thought we were better friends than this.
No, we cool.
We're probably not friends. We should
I feel like now you see my smile, it's like 3D. Before, you just see it at a distance. It's like, oh, nice smile. But that close, I don't know if it's still that nice.
Every time I have ever seen you in the past, I don't know, 15, whatever years I've known you, it's always been a big smile.
Look
and you
that.
Put me in a good mood
okay,
every time
good.
I see
Look
you.
At that.
Amina makes me laugh. She is funny. She's one of the rare people, I would say, that's funny on and off stage. Because some people
they weird,
are
sis.
Funny on stage, but off stage it's like, go to therapy. Like, get the fuck out of my space. You're bringing me down. You're bringing me real down. You're not one of those people. You're funny on and off stage.
Okay. And let's, you know.
Good Jesus.
I'm gonna put that clip on my IG.
Oh, my God. The multi-talented Amina, I must say, my good friend here. Does a lot of things. She kind of got mad at me last time I got my hair did.
Oh.
She said I was cheating on her.
Oh, yeah. I saw they were cute, though. But you should have saw me. I was like, let me see. I zoomed in. And I looked at the other. I was looking at all your posts extra close just to see what was going on. Like, let me see if they did it better.
She was like, yeah, these going to slip out in about 3 hours.
No, it look cute. You look great.
It was fun. I got my hair done basically to go to the Bahamas with my daughter. She
like
turned 21.
It
was so fun, and I didn't get the full faux locs like what you do when you do my hair.
Like some twists
it was
and
like
braids.
A hybrid of twists and braids and some locks because I like that look. But you know they get real heavy, and I get headaches. And then I call you every 5 minutes,
so
like
you gotta
fix this.
You had to take them out quick.
I intended on taking them out quick, but yeah, they were done. I put a lot of stress on that hybrid of hair that I had, but I love that look. But they when you were like you're cheating on me, I was like, Amina, no, she ain't never available.
And that's
Let's
the thing too.
There,
I know I'm not even.
I tried to get an appointment with this one right here, and it's a good thing because comedy first.
Yes, that's
you,
true.
The multi-talented friend I have, like I said, but every time the past
like, oh,
time,
go
I was like, I want to get my hair done.
Oh,
and
leave here.
Let's say it's January, she'll be like, let me look at my calendar, sis. And she'll text me back, okay, you can get your hair done March 23rd, 2024. So when you were like, you're cheating on me, I was like,
Yeah. But I was just like, cute playing. It wasn't for real. Honestly, a lot of people have to go elsewhere now. And I'm sending them places too, because it has been very busy. I'm excited. You know, comedy is taking off. And
I
you
love
know,
hearing that.
Good vibes.
I
good
love
vibes.
Hearing that. What's some of the things you're doing right now that you could talk about?
Well, I'm just working. I just joined a comedy tour with Scary Mommy. So we're going to be
hitting
some cities. I do online content for them. BuzzFeed, I do.
That's so dope.
And then I'll be traveling. I did the festival in Idaho. I did Atlanta a week there doing comedy. So it's more traveling and going places.
And that's a thing.
Yeah, I like
that. Because if
like
anybody
to...
knows you, you will take a trip.
Yes, I will.
That's the other thing. You ain't available because you want a trip somewhere. I'm like, can
my
I?
My own personal.
What's up, Amina? Just follow her on Instagram and stuff. And you go on her stories and you will be in every part of the world.
Yes.
I'm like, how do you even fight? Because I'm not a world traveler like that. Like, I want to travel and do comedy.
Right.
But one thing you'll never hear me say is
I'm taking a trip. here or there.
Why? Like, I hate the airport. I'll go. And every time I go, so like, it was my daughter's idea to go to the Bahamas. Oh. You know it wasn't my idea.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She wanted to. It was her first time out of the country. So, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. Anytime I go somewhere, trust and believe if you see me somewhere, it was somebody else's idea.
Like to, I don't know. I'm always looking to explore somewhere.
I'll go, and I'm happy that I'm there and exploring when I'm there.
But
however, which I'm not going to be the one to come up with it. I'll say it, and then you'll be like, oh, let's have a girl's trip. Let's go somewhere.
I think for a while, that was my outlet. Like, when I had my son, and especially when he was younger, it was easier, too, because I was at home with him. But now that he has this school schedule, we don't get to travel as much. But that's why I do travel now based on his school schedule. So if he get a week out or, like, the next trip, the next week he has out of school, I'm traveling. So that's why I'll do that. But I love to travel, and I go on Groupon. They got deals. One of my friends on Instagram was actually in Egypt off of Groupon. And so that's when I was like, oh, that's a great idea, because you get to save. And I spend like $1,000 to go to Thailand for 10 days.
Yeah, because that is expensive.
Yeah.
How many braids you got to do? Because I'm like, where is, I know comedy is comedy. Comedy is paying well. Not in my pocket. Because I was trying to figure out how to braid hair. And then I'm like,
you trying to come up with a side hustle. No, it was, you know, yeah, you work for yourself. So I do frugal stuff. So I always try to look for a deal, and I live below my means. I think that's the goal that a lot of people sometimes miss. I think it's easy for us to live above our means and buy this and buy that and get that. But honestly, people laugh, but I literally rotate the same two turtlenecks, and people don't even notice because I just changed my lip color, and they're like, "Oh, Amina, you always."
I just had that same conversation. Like, so I came in whatever club I was doing that night. Where was I at? Like stand up? No, I don't know where I was.
Yeah.
Probably the stand or somewhere. And somebody was like, "Oh, you always look so nice." You know, and I'm like, they were like, "You always look expensive." That's what they said. And I'm like, I got this jacket from a flea market.
See what I'm saying?
Like, it literally was $40.
But it makes a difference.
If you just look at my Instagram, you see the same stuff over and over and over and over. Different hairdo or different
lipstick. Lip color. Or different nail color.
Different nail color, little different jacket. It's like, did she just have that on? Like, yes.
Ricky, what you remix?
And you can have a lot of clothes. I don't know if you're like this, like me, but I could have a, like, 10 jeans, but that
only,
one.
Yes, bit, you only like those.
I will wear those
ones.
Jeans into the ground.
Yes, I have minimalized a lot, so I think that helps too.
Well, you do always look nice. We know how to, you know, look expensive on a budget.
Yeah, but now I'm really waiting. I'm waiting on the comedy thing to take off. I'm waiting on to travel.
Your comedy stuff is taking off.
But I'm saying like travel, like South Africa, you know, Bermuda.
Well, you did go to Africa once. I don't know if you want to tell that story.
I don't want to go to Africa like that. I want to go to Africa for work, where they pick you up at the airport and take you to where you got to go, and everybody you know is trusted and documented.
Yeah, because she didn't have a great experience. You don't have to talk about it, but she didn't have a great experience the first time she went. But that's exactly getting back to what we were talking about. I would love to travel more for comedy, but anywhere I go, especially because it's like I got to get on stage, 3-4 days out, I'm like, why am I still here?
Yeah. Oh, so you just need
something quick. I'm always ready to go.
Yeah, so you would never do like a 7-day.
I can't say never, because like I said, it's not going to be my idea, most likely, but I will go. And I'm always happy that I had the experience once I got there. But but maybe because I'm a Cancer, I'm like a motherly homebody. I can literally not go outside
and still enjoy yourself. Yeah.
I don't know if I enjoy myself.
Oh, well,
I could just get.
So then you
got to
switch
it
up. If you not enjoy yourself, then you got to. I love traveling. I love seeing other things. I love being nosy. I love being like, what y'all got going over here? Tasting different things.
I love all of that. And I'll do it.
Yeah.
It's just getting to that point where I'm doing it. I'm like, so I got to go through the airport. I got to pack. What am I packing? What am I wearing?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's coming? Sense. What are we doing? Oh, God, the excursions. These people ain't even going to be nice. We got to pay all this money. They ain't going to help me. Like,
you're going to think about all the things that you don't want to do before you try to do it.
But when I get there, I'm happy about it. Now, are you going to start traveling with your son as he gets older?
It just depends because, like, even when we went to Atlanta for the week, it was just fortunate that he was off school right. for the week. But now, like, if I take a weekend gig to D.C., he more than likely is not coming because if I have to leave on a Thursday.
Plus, you have family in school, Atlanta, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was great. I dropped him off and I was like, you're he was like, where you going? I was like, I'm out. We on vacation. You on your vacation and I'm on my vacation. Have a good time. You stay with my auntie. But so I do like to, like, I took him to Sweden when he was 3. So I want to take him out around
That's
the world.
Great.
I want him,
yeah.
He got his passport. We'll see places, but it's just got to be conducive to his schedule. And people think I'm crazy, but I want him to have perfect attendance. That's something I didn't have growing up.
No, that's perfect. Not crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do people think that's crazy?
Because people are like, he's 5. He can miss school. What you got? And I'm like, I used to miss school all the time, and we would hate it. Let him have something consistent in his life. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm giving him.
I think you're a great mom, by the way.
Thank you, Brandon.
I think that's great to give him those experiences outside of the country and see the world mm-hmm. at an early age and all of that.
Girl, I'll never forget, his teacher was like, he said y'all went to Sweden. Is that true? I was like, sis, first of all, don't be testing. Yeah, it's true, but she was not trying to believe that.
Why did she believe it?
I don't know.
You the first person to ever travel?
Harlem? I don't know.
So you think it was like a stereotype?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, one of the things that, the fun fact about Amina Imani, if y'all don't know, it's my favorite fun fact.
What?
You bust down stereotypes. Like, I remember the first time you told me.
Oh, yeah, that is
she
true.
Had a swimming scholarship.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To college.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, you ain't gotta always be joking, right? But she's like, no, sis.
Do you know how to swim, Mom?
I know how to swim.
Oh, okay, okay.
I ain't Michael
Phelps
like you.
You ain't no Amina Imani, I'm playing.
I know Amina. I could, like, keep my head above water. Yeah. I'm not gonna drown, but if too much time go by, I might drown.
Okay.
And this
the
part,
okay.
No, I'm like I don't like stuff touching my face. Oh. Well, some stuff.
Oh, no.
I don't like that. I don't like water splashing
okay,
in my face.
Okay,
other stuff
sense.
Can splash.
Okay.
But I don't like I feel like it's going to get in my nose, and like when the water get in the back of your nose and your eyes start burning.
Okay. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, there's that.
So I am the stereotype-ish. I'm half the stereotype,
right.
Which makes sense. But I remember when you first told me that, I was like, I thought that was so amazing.
Yeah, girl. Yep. Full scholarship to college for swimming. And now they just had their first black swimmer in the Olympics, the woman. And I was like, oh, she making us look bad because all my family was like, see what you could have did. But it's whatever. But yeah, we swam from the age of 6 months, and then we joined the swim team at the age of 6. And I say we because I have a
wow.
twin sister, and we both got a scholarship, a full scholarship to Howard University for swimming.
Wow! Mm-hmm. So that must have been y'all
was
killing
it. It was a big
it.
Deal. It was a big deal. It was. They used to call us like the Venus and Serena of swimming. But my sister was our coach, our team captain, and she qualified Olympic. It was like an Olympic event. She qualified for.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, take me from I'm an Olympic swimmer
mm-hmm.
to I'm gonna do comedy.
Oh well, it was funny because I didn't even want to swim in college because I hit a peak, like I guess we call it plateau in high school. And so for like 2 or 3 years, I was doing the same time. So just imagine. And that's funny because that's kind of how comedy.
Imagine. Just imagine.
The irony.
That time. Yeah. You know how long it take me to get across the damn level? I wasn't doing the same time. What?
No,
well,
I was saying the irony of kind of like how comedy can be where you feel like you're just at one level maybe for a long time. But
yeah.
And that's how I was in swimming. So in high school, I would not be able to break the same time at certain events. And so I remember applying to schools with no swim team, and everybody was like, what? And I was like, I mean, I could let it go. But then once my coach sat us down and was like, yeah, so this is how much college is. This is a job now. Do y'all want to pay or
and
no?
Frugal
and
frugal Amina like, was like,
I'm like, you know what? We going to D.C. Let's go and get this money and swim. So I just never really enjoyed swimming. I look back at it now and it was definitely like a huge blessing. But you know, when you young, it was like, I'm always ashy. My hair not done. it was literally like the disdain of what a childhood what you want.
And it's not because I'm high yellow.
Yeah.
It's because I didn't have those opportunities in my school. My school was
Well, see, that's
good.
The thing. We didn't like, do it at our school.
Oh.
My mom just was very... her method to the madness was you're going to do everything that everybody's not doing. Mm. So the demand was we had to play an instrument and we had to be on a swim team. And even when we didn't want to, it was like, if you don't live in my house.
What instrument
did you play? Oh, I played the clarinet, the baritone.
Oh, it was clarinet.
I did the cymbals.
I didn't even know we had that
to do any. That's the thing too. We didn't even want to do this, but we had to find something to do because it was a requirement. From my mom, that's just how it was. So everybody played an instrument and everybody swam in
that's
my family.
Dope.
Those were the two things.
So it wasn't in your school. She like had outside lessons.
Yeah, it was like a community center.
Oh, okay.
So we actually had to, and that was another thing. That was another thing.
We didn't have money for chicken.
We had no money for that either.
How did you get, was it like?
Girl, we'd be on that bus for an hour and some change going, and that was the whole thing because it was like, 2% of USAA swimming was of black people, right? Mm-hmm. And this was what we were facing because if you were a white swimmer, your school was here, your pool was here, and your house was here. That was not the case for us. My house was all the way 30 minutes from the school, another 40 minutes from the pool, and back. And so it just...
And moms figured it out.
And she figured it out. Yeah. And it was just a community. Like, my coach is something like a dad now. Even I went back to Atlanta and I went to his house and we was hanging out at his house with his wife and he's family now because he made sure it was times where he would come to our house, pick us up, take us to practice, take us back to school. Oh, y'all don't have money? Take us to Walmart, pack up snacks, sell snacks to get money to swim. So we had a lot of trials and tribulations, but it just didn't stop us. So I guess that's why I'm so resilient now. Look
yeah.
at that. Fast forward, you like,
fast
okay,
forward. I mean,
whatever
you
hits you, you like, let's go.
It feels like maybe it gave you a certain level of discipline, too, that you probably put into common.
And willpower, right?
Yeah,
you
and
gotta,
belief.
Yeah, that
belief,
too.
Yeah, that's all I pretty much had. Like, my mom ain't know how to do none of that stuff your mom did. My mom was a young mom. She came from an abusive situation. She was on the streets when she was a kid. So by the time she met my dad, she was pregnant with my sister probably at, like, she met him at like 16, pregnant at 17 with her, pregnant with me a year and a half later, like 18 and change. So my mom, what she had was, you know, all you got to do is you put your mind to it, you can do anything you want. She had a lot of faith and a lot of courage to give, but not a lot of direction. But, you know,
but
she
I feel
was
like
young.
A lot of people come from that. A lot of people come from that. And I don't know. I would like to see it moving forward.
So I came
forward.
With a lot of faith and no skills is what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. But we look at our struggle and it's like it makes us who we are.
Yeah.
I just hope moving forward, like even for my son, I don't want him to have to revert that type of lessons from a struggle. So hopefully I could
Well, you never
that out.
Know because, you know, how old is your son for the people that don't
He'll
know?
He'll be 6 in June.
6 in June. My daughter just turned 21. So the whole...
Right.
Different life of motherhood there. And one of the things that broke my heart, but then I understood it, that you just pointed out with your swimming, you got to a point where you're like, I just don't love it and I don't want to do it, blah, blah, blah. My daughter was that way about dance.
Mm.
My daughter was in ballet since I think the age of like 4.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about
that. She had everything dance under the sun. She did gymnastics, like competitive gymnastics. Like she would be at the top of the thing where they flew, I was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Tap, modern, you name it, she did it. And then she got to that place where she's like, my feet hurt and I hate this shit. Like she didn't love it, but I'm like, no, but she has scholarships and everything. It's like, you're the LeBron of dance. Like little black girls dancing is a big deal right now. Mm-hmm. Like, especially in ballet. And she's like, but no.
So does she miss it now? Does she regret it?
I asked her recently, and she said no, not at all. So that's not who she is. It's fine. She's been in performing arts school since she was little. She studied acting and all that. So she's in LA, you know, acting and modeling and stuff. So she is still within the same world, and I know that she still has that discipline in her to carry through life. But as a mother, where you're like, but I sat in the car
right
for 2 hours while you were twiddling your toes.
That's the scary part.
And you're like, so with your son, you're going to be like, here's all these opportunities. Do this, do this, do this. And he's like.
And ultimately, yeah.
He's just going to do.
Well, my friend's daughter, she's 14, and she just stopped doing gymnastics. And she's been doing this since she was 4.
Right.
And it broke my heart to find out. But she was just like, she kept getting injured. She wasn't happy. And now she's found other sports to do, and she's thriving in
those. People get hurt in the hood every day.
It's hard out here for a pill.
Pull your skirt down. But it's a whole new world. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm older than you, but not by much.
Okay, I mean, you don't look at me. We look the same age, you know. In compliments to you, but also 10 years from now, I'm going to be thriving as well.
You gonna put me out there like that and say 10?
I said, come on. All right.
You know what? Gia, you was a shady, shady ass motherfucker. But anyway.
But it was in compliments.
The couple of 2 years that we apart right. in age. If we're still, our generations are still very similar as opposed to the light years away. Like, I can't imagine having a kid right now. I just can't even. Like, if I had a 6-year-old right now, mm-hmm. It's so many arguments to be had in the school system.
Right.
Like, how are you dealing with that?
It's been rough. Like, honestly, that's so my first weight gain, the 41 pounds that everybody
acts
like.
Well, you passed me. I only gained 30. I mean, you lost some, and I'm still working.
But the first 41 pounds I gained, and everybody tried to act like they didn't see, and then now they saw it.
I saw it. I was like, Amina.
Do you see how shady y'all are, though?
I was like, Amina,
Wait, now everybody got something to say. They're like, girl, I'm so glad.
No, I said it to you out loud. I told Yamanika, too. I told Yamanika, because Yamanika has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I told Yamanika, I said, please send me all your clothes, because you're losing weight, and I am definitely gaining.
It was rough, so. That's the thing.
But
people
and
talk
Amina.
About New York and how segregated the school system is, probably the worst school system probably in the nation. But they talked about this on NPR too. And it's just very segregated. And the schools that have the most funding and the most, you know, resources are the schools that are 60% white and 75% white. And so you have schools that are like in my neighborhood, low income, and they're on a resources. You don't even have good test scores. So for me to get my son in a school, like a public school for free, that would be reputable, it just wasn't even an option to be in my district. So even if he took the test and scored at a certain level to take maybe one or two classes in the gifted, that wasn't even an option in my district.
Wow.
Because they don't have any classes in those schools. So luckily he tested and he was able to go to a district wide school, gifted and talented, which means you don't have to be in the district to.
Oh,
so
good.
You don't have to live
so
there
you have
to go to the
far,
school.
Though?
No, it's not far. It's still in Harlem, but Harlem, within Harlem, there's at least in the circumference of my neighborhood, I live within like 3 or 4 districts, like, cause there's one in the Bronx, one here and one there. So it's a few districts that could intersect and be local for me, but because you know how they draw the little map, now all of a sudden it's not my district.
Right.
But in that process, it was rough because a 4-year-old taking an hour long test to get into a school, it was just stressful. And you would even see, like when I went online about the test, they have camps that you can pay for, like thousands of dollars, right? And of course, who sends their kids to, so it's really all about the money.
It always comes back down to the money.
And it's been rough. And we've been still facing issues even now with him in this gifted and talented school. He's the only black boy in his class.
Oh.
It's only 2 black boys in the entire 50 students of the kindergarten class. So it's predominantly Asian and white. And so we still have issues that we face even dealing with that. But I have a friend who pays over $30,000 for her daughter to go to school.
That is absurd. Like, that is ridiculous to have to pay that amount of money.
And
but
she
I guess
still
you
is
do
facing
you
issues
do.
As well. So when you do put your kid in a school that may be reputable, it's going to work against you in a sense because they're not amongst people that looks like them, right?
Right.
So now you're
That's
dealing
what
with,
happened with my daughter.
You're
too.
Dealing with
yeah.
bullying. Now the little girl's crying about her hair and her skin color. And my son is asking me questions. 5 years old, we have a conversation about race and why his skin this way. And when he was three, we had conversations about race because he didn't understand why he couldn't go swimming at the school. And I'm like, oh, well, you don't lotion. And he was like, well, they don't need the lotion. And I was like, well, because white people don't lotion. But so
they need it though. You just can't see how bad they need
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But it's not an option for black people to swim and then not put lotion on afterwards, sir. So you're gonna have to go swim with your mom when I can put lotion on you. But
right.
So it's been a lot to navigate.
I dealt with that with my daughter. She grew up in Jersey. I was on the Jersey side of the water. I'm in Harlem now. I don't know if I'm in your district because I ain't seen you since I moved.
Oh,
maybe we ain't really friends like I think we are.
Talk about it. But, talk about it. Well, you can ask a lot of my friends. I haven't seen a lot of them too. So
anyway,
there's that. Anyway, busy and books. Catch me at a show.
The last time I saw you was at a show.
We worked together. I'm here in the pod. Come on, girl. Count your blessings.
Anyway, she grew up on the Jersey side of the water, and I was dealing with the same thing where it's like, well, where do I? Because where I grew up, it wasn't an option. You go to that school, and people with money go to Catholic school. That was it. In Jersey, it's like, wait a minute, you have to pay to go to private school. And the private school is just at a level of what a public school is. So my mentality was why would I live in a neighborhood and try to save money on rent? It's not that great of a neighborhood. The school district is bad. And then I got to drive all the way to this private school where I'm paying money. So I was like, maybe we take this tuition money and put that in our rent and move into a better neighborhood. So long story short, it took me her whole life trying to figure out school.
Right. And it's
and then
crazy
she was
though,
performing
because,
arts. So it was trying to find performing arts school. So it's like.
And that's really not even anywhere in most of the schools here, which is.
What, the performing arts?
Yeah, it's difficult for you to have like reputable after school, you know, options that are affordable at that. So if you do want your son or your child to get into acting or dancing, that's a whole nother situation to navigate too, which I think is just crazy because I'm like, we're in New York, we're in the most progressive city.
New York is a big ass ghetto. It is a big expensive ass hood. Like what I tell you, I never thought that you would pay $3,000-$4,000 a month for rent in the projects. Yeah. I grew up in a project.
Yeah.
So I know what a little ass apartment looked like with a bunch of people in it. And New York, to me, I'm like, rich ghetto.
Yeah, I went to Florida to visit my grandma a couple months ago. And I stepped off the plane. And I mean, these people had on flip flops and the sun was shining and they had a front yard. And I was just like, every time I'm like, what are we doing
you ain't
in New
moving.
York?
You ain't
I'm
moving.
Not.
You ain't
I'm
moving.
Not.
Cut it.
But what I'm trying to tell you is,
no, I feel you.
It's just I'm like, what are we doing in New York? Sometimes I'm just like, this is it's outrageous. We love it though. It's you know.
I can't imagine living anywhere else but
I
New
say
York.
That all the
but
time.
I get that feeling. It's like really, we could do better. We don't have to spend $10,000 for a 250 square foot. Closet, but we do it. That's what we, you know, I live for what 3 years with no windows.
I know.
Girl, thank God I moved out of that place.
You look out your window every day now,
and it faces garbage.
And I was just about to ask you,
it faces the back of the building that's across from me. But let me tell you something, when I tell you I love my window with my whole heart,
what you see, like the fire escape,
all of that,
and then downstairs, all of that.
But to live in that little room I was in, that I literally had clothes on my twin bed because it's a closet, so I'm sleeping on top of clothes and what we do for comedy.
That's what I'm saying. I just know once I wherever I get and wherever I end up, don't say nothing to me. I pay my dues. Okay.
I won't be the one. I will be the one like, don't, yes,
y'all
yes.
better shut up.
And I'm watching.
I don't even care if y'all think it's half funny. You better laugh like it's you ain't ever heard nothing of it before. Cause
I can't wait to continue to watch your progress as a comic, as a woman, as a mother.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see Nasir grow.
I know. He seems like he's gonna be a little president or something.
I don't know. Is he in does he do anything in the performing arts?
Right now, he's
athletics.
Taking piano. We did track, and he did basketball. Okay. That's, I thought just because his skin color, he was gonna pull through. But soccer is more of his speed.
You know, you should. And he's a great swimmer. Amongst our children, they said, did you read where they said that black people don't have to worry about the coronavirus because our melanin?
No.
I said it's respiratory. Like y'all trying to kill us. What?
I did see the one about ginger ale, though. They said,
what's the one about ginger ale?
They said all black people need is ginger ale. That's what we're going to take care of this coronavirus with.
I quit.
Are you like that with ginger ale?
I love ginger ale.
You feel like,
you
say,
know, my go-to drink is ginger beer.
But I'm saying yes, this is not like all water, my stomach. I'm a
water and ginger ale. That is the end all be all cure that my mother and my grandmother and they all, that is the cure.
Yeah.
That's it.
I guess rest.
You gotta get right. Get some rest.
Ginger ale is soda, sugar, fizz.
My go-to drink at the cellar and everywhere that has it is ginger beer.
What's the ginger beer though? I'm not feeling like that might be a little stronger. That might help.
No, there's no alcohol in it.
Yeah, but I'm saying it has the ginger beer, like at least the root.
It's great, but let me tell you why I stopped drinking it. As I gained my 30 pounds.
Oh, that's sugar.
I was like, what am I doing? 45 grams of sugar per bottle.
So now,
and I was having 3-4 a night. You know, we out all night.
So
I'm like,
now you can't even enjoy your ginger beer.
Nope, I get water or a Diet Coke, no ice.
Or just embrace your curves. You see these full figure women, sis.
Girl, let me tell you something. It's hard.
I mean, they out here shining. You sure you don't want to pull you a Lizzo?
I just did a bit the other day. I was like, they need to bring body shaming back because Lizzo is making me live my best fat life.
Bring body shaming back. Please put that on a t-shirt.
Girl, let me work the whole bit out first. But yeah, I did that bit the other day at Westside Comedy
Club. They're not going to like you for that, though.
They laughed their ass off.
No, I'm just saying, it's always
going
to be
somebody
sensitive.
They could not like me. Whatever. Let me tell you something. I don't think there's nothing wrong with loving your body and all this, that, and the third. But what you're not going to do, that's later, my not going to do gripes. I'll save it for later.
Okay, cool.
Let me save my not going to do.
The other segment.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. What you're not going to do.
Let me do a hotspot question for you.
Oh, okay.
As we move towards the closing. Hotspot question, because we were talking about schools and you have a son. And I don't know if you've dealt with the all-gender bathroom issue and the all-gender locker rooms, but I know like some people that have high school, junior high and high school, parents are dealing with that. The all gender bathrooms and everything. And in light of Dwayne Wade, yeah. So he supports his son who's transitioning into his daughter. And respectfully so, you feel how you feel. Hotspot question. Would you help Nasir transition at 12?
Absolutely not.
Because it's my understanding that not only, and I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've read and heard and people have been talking about with Dwayne Wade is that he's not just saying, okay, I'll address you as she and you can change your name and all that, but the hormones he's going to help pay, or all the way pay you Dwayne Wade money.
Right.
You all the way gonna pay for his transition and he's 12.
I mean, that's a tough question. The first thing that came to my mind was absolutely not, because it's a lot of things that my son is not going to be able to do until he's fully out on his own, taking care of himself. And that's just the fact of the matter. Like right now, he wants to eat candy. My son wants to enjoy candy and drink juice. But my dude, you don't even brush your teeth properly. So my whole thing is, I'm not about to be scrubbing, trying to get more cavities out of your mouth because you want to enjoy candy and sugar. And so I think in the reality of things, that's a great analogy for when it comes to transgender. It's like, it's going to be a lot of things you want to do, but because it's causing me a great disdain or it's causing me a stress, it's not going to be conducive to what we have going on. But when there's no longer a we factor, 100% I support you, do what you need to do. And that's just how I feel. I don't know what type of money, counseling, and resources Dwayne Wade has for him to fully develop an understanding of what his child is going through and needs. As a parent, I do want to give my son everything he needs, but certain things do seem, you know, as of luxury. And I'm talking to you about basic things like reading, math, you know, things right. that he need that he's not even able to get. And I couldn't imagine trying to tackle hormones, right. transgender.
And not only just a money thing and a luxury thing, that's definitely luxurious, but in a scientific way,
right?
You're just at puberty.
All I could think was, at 12, how are you developed to make any of those kind of decisions?
Right. I feel so indifferent about it in a sense that I talk all the time, and I don't want to be a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. I talk all the time about when I was 10 years old, I always knew who I was going to move to New York and be in comedy and do all these things, and I'm here doing it. I always knew, my soul knew who I was when I was a kid,
yeah.
right? I talk about that all the time. So then I can't say, well, wait a minute. You're 12, you can't, your brain isn't fully developed until you're, what is it, 24, 25?
Ultimately, I'll admit that my opinion on the matter could 100% come from a form of ignorance, right? Because one, I'm not Dwayne, I'm not the child, and the transgender thing is something that is new. Like, I'm not reading books about it. Mm. I'm not going through it. Like, I'm not trying to transition myself. I don't have someone I know that is transitioning. Mm. So a part of it is coming from ignorance if you say, like, hey, that's, you know, completely unnecessary or whatever, right? But to look from outside looking in, on the other side, right? From what I do know, it doesn't seem like it's fitting for that age. You're 12 year old, and you're worrying about your gender.
Right. To go back to what I was saying when I was 10 and I was writing about all this stuff.
But you still didn't.
Writing about my sexuality.
Right. Well.
You know what I mean? I was writing about dreams that I had to want to, you know, be funny and perform. And I would, you know, when I was younger, I used to perform Whoopi Goldberg's, all her one woman show characters in front of my family and saying that I was Diana Ross.
Right.
All of these things, you know, and some kids thought they wanted to be astronauts and all of these things. I don't remember talking much about
body
my
parts.
Sexuality. Yeah. And I think that it's so popular now that's so in the forefront. That I'm afraid that it's a popularity thing more than, like, if it was back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. When it's not so popular to be any part of that LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
And your son says, hey, I think this is who I am. It's believable. Like, this isn't a popular thing. It's not just out there. People aren't just doing it just to do it. And it's almost like you don't want to say you question people. But you also have to look at the influence of our society and go,
that plays a major part. But then also, like, and I don't want to compare it to a lot of things, but then it's like, what if your child comes and wants to be white, wants to be light skinned, wants to be, you know, a fucking bird? Like,
right.
How is that not the same?
So I had a conversation with Mateo.
Okay.
And it was when, what's his name from New York Undercover came out and was like losing his mind about transgenders. Because a transgender person had gotten killed.
Not Malik.
Malik Yoba.
Oh, Malik
Yoba.
Okay.
So he
I was about
came
to say,
out,
not my boo, but I don't know him, just for the record.
Malik Yoba came out and a transgender person had been killed. And he took the Instagram and blurred it, you know, blah, 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 you know, and that is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no question in that. But he was saying all of this stuff about it. And in his rant, he said, I love transgender women. I date transgender women, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, Malik Yoba was gay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think it was anything wrong with what I said.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned in a conversation with Mateo that was wrong to say. And I was like, well, how is that disrespectful? Because the people that he's talking about still have penises.
Yeah.
He's gay. And he's like, well, my point, I was saying that I thought that Malik Yoba was kind of hiding behind the transgender woman thing because he didn't want to say he was gay. So I'm like, just say you gay, big deal. Mm-hmm. Just say you gay, don't hide behind that. And then Mateo was like, well, no, it's disrespectful to the trans woman.
Okay.
Because the trans woman feels like she was born in the wrong body.
Okay.
And that she's a woman and all these things. And I said, okay, I get that. I wouldn't want to be disrespectful to that person's feelings. I didn't see it from that perspective. So I learned in that conversation why that person would feel disrespected. But I was coming from this whole other perspective. And then in that conversation, I forget who we were sitting at the table with, either Keith Robinson or Mike Yard, one of them was sitting there. And I was like, if they said that they were born in the wrong body and they're really a white man,
right?
Is that the same thing?
And
I didn't really get it. I'll invite Mateo on a podcast to discuss it further, but I don't remember getting a full answer for that.
Yeah, it just, I believe just that they feel like it's different. Yeah, I don't.
And I'm like, but you're really saying the same thing almost. It's like, well, I could decide that God made a mistake with me and this is the mistake that he made, but it's only accepted if it's about gender.
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen, but it's a concern or a thought to have as your son gets older. If you would, like, you answered the question and the answer is no. And I wouldn't either. I wouldn't be disrespectful and go, you don't feel how you feel, beat it.
Right.
But I also wouldn't start paying for injection. Like, you really have to become an adult, and not an adult at 18 where you could vote, but like an adult where science says your brain is fully developed.
Right.
And you can make rational decisions. And but I don't even think that's 21.
An adult in a sense of you're taking care of yourself.
Yes. That, and you are providing these things for yourself.
Because I think, you know,
the frugal Amina will always she's like, being all of that said.
Because my thing is,
whose,
like,
pockets is this coming,
like,
because
my son wanted to grow locks. And like, I was like, all right, bet, we getting you these locks. And I remember it was like 6 months I didn't get him a haircut. And then it came time to comb his hair. And I'm surprised no one called ACS on us because how he was screaming, kicking, crying.
Aww.
And so after a while,
I would have called the police.
And so, and then I was just like, you know, I was down to help this man, but he can't even comb his own hair, friend. Mm-hmm. So it's like, somebody got to make an educated decision.
And that,
like,
is what parents and adults
and I was
are
like,
for.
Listen, and I told him, when you get older, you're able to comb your hair, you're able to groom it or pay somebody, go off, get your locks. And it's not a thing where I'm saying you can't do this because that's not who you are. It's just, it ain't feasible. It ain't feasible for our life. And it's just not. So that's just that. So I don't know. I wish them all the success. And, you know, I think a lot of things for me are circumstantial. I want people to be different. I'm not going to, like, label you. And just because it's outside of my mind and how I think I should be, I'm going to, you know, put you down or insult you. But,
absolutely not.
I think a lot of people need to understand, just because you don't agree with something doesn't mean you're being mean or you're being rude or you're not respecting someone's decision.
Very well.
At the
put.
End of the day, I don't rock with it. That's not something I agree with. And that
but
can,
that doesn't
and
make that, you a bad person.
And it doesn't
or
make me a bad person.
Or
right,
or
anti,
any of that.
Blah, 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 and all
absolutely
of that good
not.
Stuff. So we got to cut that because it's so sensitive. And even in a conversation that you had about the Malik thing, it's like, okay, educate me about how somebody may feel, but understand that that's an opinion and it's not a fact. So if you think in your mind that a man dealing with a man who was a man is gay.
And still a man because he has a penis.
Right.
But feels differently, it's trans, all
so,
of that.
And so there's that.
It's science.
And no one's wrong here because these are all opinions, okay? And different point of views.
Different points of, and it's fine, and no one should be held back, persecuted, killed,
right.
None of that.
Or canceled and all
canceled. Of but you or me or anyone has a different opinion outside of that shouldn't be canceled either.
Right. And I just hope
then what
moving
are we
forward
saying?
Though, as we all open our minds to learn and receive people at their differences, we leave a space for us to just be different.
To be different, yeah. And that's what's so scary, you know, calling back to what we were saying earlier, like, are you really feeling this, or do you feel like you should feel this based on what's popular, what's happening in society?
What's being sold to us.
What's being
How
sold.
We're being fed. What we're being exposed do you, to. What we see. Exactly. What are you reading? Like, all right.
We got deep. No, me and Amita, we deep. Yeah,
you know.
We can do the grown up.
I know it's going public, so you know, I'm going to just say what I can say.
It's all good.
But you know, people go hard out here, and it's like, come on.
They do, and they try to pull sound bites to make it sound like this, to make it sound like that. So what I try to do, because, you know, karma, if you believe in karma, I try to, you know, sometimes we have knee-jerk reactions and opinions based on a headline or a sound bite. And then you look at the whole thing, and you're like, oh,
right.
It wasn't that. Right. It was that little piece that can be, it's like texting. You can misconstrue stuff so easily. Like, we're in the information age, and we are at the dumbest humanity is probably ever. I think cavemen were probably smarter than society right now. Like, we are, it's just a shitload of confusion. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know what's true anymore.
Right, that part.
You want to do grown as fuck grapes now where you can
yes,
tell
yes,
you?
Yes.
What were we talking about
Dang.
Earlier? And I said, oh, I'm going to save it. I forget. What were we talking about, Lizzo?
Yes. Yes, we were. You body shame and bring the shirt and something. Was it working now? Dang. Was it New York?
I don't know. But I think it was something like, I was going to say, what you're not going to do is tell me it's okay to go to a Lakers game with your ass out.
Right.
Maybe that's what I was.
It was something in a sense about.
It was something in that.
The body shame. Because I said, you know,
I said
people not going to like you for that, about the body shaming. And then you said something about how it's okay to love your body.
It's
you
okay to that. Love your body. But I do think we're going a little overboard with it. Like, we get it. I think it was that. What you're not going to do is go to a Lakers game and a thong and then say, when people say, what the hell are you doing? Say, because it's you're overweight and that they don't love your body. No, you're at a Lakers game in a thong.
Right.
Like, time and place for everything. I think people are like losing their mind.
I went to the spa in Jersey, Sojo Spa. I tried to wear my little, I was on a little date. I wore my little thong swimsuit, one piece. And the lifeguard came and said, sis, no thongs. So what I'm be like, oh, y'all don't love my body.
Y'all don't like my it's big my black ass.
Go put, and I mean, I brought an extra swimsuit too because something told me it might not be, you know, for that. But I was trying to
you
do my
You was trying
own
to
thing.
Show off. You had lost like a couple pounds. I was like, I'm back. I'm back, sis. I'm back. Check it out.
And they had to bring it back. So it was just like, somebody needed to tap her and tell her, yeah, there's a dress code for any facility that
we're at. Love yourself.
And people
and
getting arrested for shrieking.
But yeah, it's like, come on. And it's like, nobody wants to see that. Not on you specifically. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
No, and it's kids here. This is a basketball game. Like, everybody relax.
But we in that attention era. Everybody want attention. I be wanting attention. So, I mean, I ain't going to do that to get attention. But I'll be loud and dance. I'll scream.
But no, you just being yourself. Everybody wants attention, yes. We're human. We love
but
attention.
But now I feel like people are going out of their way.
And yeah, and what are you willing to do for that attention? I think you do have integrity and limits and a moral compass. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Right. We will stay tuned.
Stay tuned. I feel like I definitely do. I feel like there's tons of things that I could have done, you know, to get attention. But it's like, no, this is what I want to do. And yeah, I get less likes, less follows, less this, less that. But I'm still within what the things that I feel good about. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ever do anything where it's like, I don't feel good about this.
Right.
And I'll get accused of, I think just because I have big boobs, people think every selfie is showing off my titties. It's like, where would you like me to put my titties?
Oh, okay.
You want me to take pictures from here to here?
Right.
And Big J, like, anytime I see Big J, I gotta have on a turtleneck all the way up to here and a scarf.
And he's like, you dressing sexy.
He'll be like, put your titties away, Vaughn. Because he know, like, it's like, where would you like me to put these things?
Yeah.
So what one person thinks someone is doing for attention, could them just be living life and doing what they do? People could be like, oh, Amina's always and blah, blah. But I think that's just you being you, and that's okay. That's the attention that should come your way. Mm-hmm. Now, when you start wearing thongs to Laker games.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
I'm a ring your phone. Maybe you'll pick up. Maybe you won't. I mean, I moved to Harlem about 6 months ago.
Wow. Yamanika literally lives two blocks.
I know where she lives. I ain't seen her either. And when she sit right here, I'm going to say the same thing.
And ask her. I never see her. We try to, and it's just like.
No, we went to her birthday party.
I know, but that was rare. I'm just saying that's rare. That's rare now because
we're all busy.
The reality is it's just, you know, and then my son got a schedule. His calendar sit next to mine, and I'll be like.
And anytime you need somebody to talk to about the stress of motherhood, I'll try to dig into my memory and remember those days.
She gonna never offer to babysit,
though. No. I wasn't saying that. Girl, calm down. I was saying if you need to talk and I don't have a spot. What's your grown as fuck gripe?
What's my grown as fuck gripe? Let me see. What's my gripe? What is my gripe? Okay. This is my grown as fuck gripe. What you not gonna do is go out to eat and not want a tip.
Yes. I like that.
That is my grown as fuck. Go stay home, eat you some noodles. I get it, like bad service, cool. But
even bad service though, I still think people should
tip.
I extend a tip because I bartended for 7 years and I get sometimes you just have bad days.
Yeah.
And mistakes happen that may not be your fault. Mm-hmm. A lot of things can happen.
Yeah, but they live off that.
But there has been maybe one time I was like, this bitch is doing this on purpose and I ain't giving her shit.
Right.
But it's very rare.
Right.
Very rare that I feel that way.
Yeah.
So I agree. But definitely.
That's my gripe. Well, just stay home. So that's been my pet peeve as of recently.
Unless you're going to one of her shows. Like, don't.
No, y'all can tip me too. You know, I take tips. Look at that. Attention.
No, her but I'm Venmo just saying, is.
People go out to eat and they just be like, I gotta eat. It's like, well, then just stay home. Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Yeah, you gotta get better friends.
Yeah. Well, that is. Hey, honestly, what you not gonna do?
What you not gonna do? I was
calling back to
how you ain't
my
friend.
Oh my God, Vaughn, let's stop, please.
No, I don't know how to stop. Keep telling me all this. Just stop. I was like, I'm sensitive. Y'all don't know this by now.
Come here, sis.
Okay.
Vaughn, what you not gonna do is be sensitive.
Oh, I don't know how to not.
At this wise age.
I'm wise enough to know that I'm sensitive.
Okay, well, that's good. And then what you gonna do? You gotta just kind of package it.
Look, this is who I am and how I am.
Okay.
I want to be invited, but I probably won't
You not. And I just was talking to my friend
about
that.
But don't leave me out.
I was just talking to my friend, and she's like, well, they don't be invited. I'm like, I look at what they do, and I don't want to do it. So
but
why are you looking at it and being, no, trust me, you don't want to go. Every time I see somebody in there, I'm like, 100% I know I wasn't supposed to be there.
I watch all of your Instagram stories and I always want to be there.
Oh my God.
You have never invited me anywhere.
That's me being extra sis, but I rarely, like, honestly, if I could just take a nap, that's really what, that's the only thing we all missing out on is a good nap.
I agree with that. I'm about to go take a nap.
That's what we
missing out on. Where can people find you? Don't invite me anywhere. I'm going to sleep.
Exactly. That's Vaughn. Go take a nap.
You see my Instagram stories of me taking a nap
and I'm
tagging Amina.
And you in the best place ever. That's all I gotta say. That's from the bottom of my heart.
Where can people find you taking naps?
You could never. I was trying to take a nap when I got a call. Yeah, I got a show in 30 minutes. Ooh. All right, I'm there. No nap. But you can find me on AminaImani.com. I'm Amina Imani on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I got my own podcast, Wine Before Nine. I'm about to relaunch that and come up with some more episodes, but there are great old episodes still on SoundCloud, so you can listen to them there. And then every Sunday, I host a comedy show at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn, so you can check me out there as well.
And you will absolutely enjoy Amina Imani. She's one of my favorites.
Oh.
You are.
When you be saying stuff, nice stuff like that, I'll be like, I don't know, but. Okay.
No, I really do love you.
Okay.
As person, as girlmate, as a mom, as a woman, don't touch me anymore. You don't love me back.
My God, why would I hug you if I ain't love you back?
Because you're just trying to be nice.
Your sensitivity is at an all-time flare right now.
We need to get you some. My sensitivity.
Yes.
at grownafcomedy.com, at Von DiCarlo on all social media links. And thank you to thank you to 3636 Studios for our lovely space. We're going to go take a nap now. Thanks for listening and watching. Bye.
I'm telling you.
What?
I'm just saying, that's what I need, a nap. All
really?
The time.
Oh, you got to show. You better.
I know. I'm going to go try to squeeze in a nap.
What up, Von? It's your boy Mike, aka Astro8713 on Instagram. And my grown as fuck gripe for the week is, what you not gonna do is take the one diesel pump at the gas station and you're in a little Prius. Please move.
What you not gonna do is wear shorts in the winter time.
That's it. Thanks for tuning in to the Grown as Fuck podcast and telling me all your grown as fuck gripes.